Two men will be in court today in Livingston County on second-degree murder charges. Barry Cadden and Glenn Chin face up to life in prison for their role in the 2012 fungal meningitis outbreak caused by tainted medications. Dozens of people across the country died. 23 were from Michigan. That's according to the state attorney general's office. Federal juries in Massachusetts already convicted Cadden and Chin of fraud and racketeering, but cleared them of second-degree murder. Now they're facing state murder charges. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells covered the outbreak. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Doug.
Kate, Barry Cadden owned the New England Compounding Center, and Glenn Chin was the head pharmacist there. The business was in Massachusetts. What are Cadden and Chin accused of doing?
So basically, pain clinics, including those in Michigan and hospitals around the country, doctors everywhere, they were getting their medications from Massachusetts, from this New England Compounding Center. And now, of course, in retrospect, we know that the NECC was legally supposed to just be making like individual prescriptions, literally just mixing already made medications. So like if you needed to add strawberry flavoring to your kid's cold medicine, that's what they were supposed to be doing. But in reality, they were skirting regulations and making massive amounts of bulk medication, meaning that they had essentially none of the oversight that you're supposed to have in order to make that much medication.
And so basically the accusation here is because they were getting sloppy with their procedures, they created a risk to the customers or the patients?
Well, and not just sloppy, like outright greedy, that they knew that the practices that they were doing were creating unsafe medications that could harm people and that they did them anyways. Glenn Chin, he was the supervising pharmacist, as you mentioned. Prosecutors say he was literally forging cleaning logs, skipping tests to make sure drugs were sterile. There was mold, fungus in some of these vials of the medications that
Wow.
you could actually see. And Barry Cadden, who owned the company, the New England Compounding Center, prosecutors say that he knew that this was going on, but he was essentially trying to cover it up and meanwhile lying to the people who were buying these medications.
Kate, walk us through what happened to the victims who got these bad medications.
Yeah, so a lot of them were like Karina Baxter. She was 56 years old. She was from Burton, a mom. And a lot of them, like her, had had chronic back pain. And they'd been going to these pain clinics or their doctors and getting these steroid injections in their spinal areas. So Karina Baxter goes, gets her regular pain shot in 2012, and then starts to feel ill. She checks herself into the local hospital, calls her daughter to say, like, I'm okay, I'm just taking precautions. And then the next morning, her daughter, Anita, gets this call from the hospital saying, we're so sorry, your mother has had a massive stroke and is unresponsive. And Karina Baxter died a few years later. When we actually talked to Anita about her mom's death in 2013, she had joined a class action lawsuit, but what she really wanted to see was the people responsible for this outbreak go to prison.
I don't even care about the lawsuit. These people, they kill people. They're murderers. They need to go to prison, not lose their money.
Anita is emotionally exhausted, but she says she was surprised when Michigan charged Cadden and Chin again with second-degree murder. And she's really hopeful this time. She feels like this might finally be a light at the end of the tunnel.
Kate, this has been a long legal process. Do we know why the federal juries in Boston gave Chin and Cadden 8 to 9 years on fraud and related charges, but then cleared them on the second-degree murder charges?
Their defense was essentially, look, these were horrific deaths here. It's obviously a terrible tragedy, but that neither of these men ever intended for anybody to die. That this is a death case, but it's not a murder case. And both Cadden and Chin's defense attorneys pointed the finger, you know, at the other, said, well, the pharmacist is the one ultimately responsible. No, the owner is the one ultimately responsible. And what makes this complicated is that with a previous jury, several of those jurors told WBUR in Boston that they had actually wanted to convict Cadden on the second-degree murder charges, but that they misunderstood a judge's instructions. So it may be that the Michigan Attorney General looked at that case, looked at that confusion, and said, I bet we could get a different result here in this state.
That was Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. The preliminary exam for Barry Cadden and Glenn Chin is today in Livingston County. The district judge will decide whether there's enough evidence to send them to trial for second-degree murder. Kate, thanks a lot.
Thanks.